This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters could be removed from overseeing this fall's vote. Peters is under criminal investigation for compromising election security. Colorado Secretary of State has filed a lawsuit to bar Peters from this fall's election. CPR's been to Berkland.
The allegations are that Tina Peters let an unauthorized person into a secure area to take pictures of hardware and passwords before and after an annual system upgrade, and allowed that person to watch the upgrade. Tina Peters has said she thinks something didn't seem right about the 2020 election. So it appears she's trying to uncover fraud. There isn't evidence of widespread election fraud.
CPR's Benta Berkland. Xcel Energy will soon install new natural gas pipelines in Fraser and Winter Park. As CPR Sam Brash reports, the utility had issued a moratorium on applications for new gas service.
Xcel paused all new applications for gas hookups in May. That's because the area has grown so quickly, the utility lacked the capacity to supply new projects. The company now has permission from Winter Park and private landowners to start construction on new infrastructure next week. It hopes to finish by sometime this winter. A spokesperson says the company is still evaluating the project and can't say when it'll lift the moratorium. Meanwhile, builders are considering other options like all-electric homes. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Ozone pollution on the Front Range is expected to reach unhealthy levels today for sensitive people or those with underlying health issues. State health officials say ozone pollution could settle over the urban corridor from Douglas County North to Larimer and Weld counties and cover Denver, Boulder, Fort Collins, and Greeley. This is CPR News and KRCC.